But I do have to ask you about your reaction to the award doled out in the American League tonight, Bob Melvin winning Manager of the Year.
Well, he was very deserving. Bobby and them, they had a great year out there. And they, you know, we think sometime we have a corner on competition, American League East. Obviously, it's very tough. You know, financially, you see what the American League East is about, but he with Toronto. But, you know, the American League West was a very tough division this year. They played well. And, you know, if I had a vote, Brett, I'd have probably cast it for Bob. I didn't really, you know, I was waiting here. It's kind of like being on the Miss America thing. You're sitting there where they got two TVs at two people's house, and, you know, you just take the thing off and walk away. I got to listen to them talking about everything that Oakland did this year. I haven't really, you know, been on top of it. I've been so involved with Baltimore that with our club that, you know, they did some fantastic things this year. And it's a real testament to a lot of things there. And I'm happy for Bob. He played for me 1 year in New York, and I know that, you know, very deserving. And you can certainly see why that happened. I'm just, the only disappointment I would have is for our organization and our fans, because that's what it really is. It's an organization recognizing, you know, the accomplishments of the team and the organization and so many people that went into having a successful year. But you know, Brett, I got to tell you, we're not the last team standing. You know, you get a lot of accolades the team does for doing the things we did compared to years past. But, you know, our guys, I know, hold themselves to a high standard, and they're disappointed that weren't able to finish this thing off. And I've talked to a lot of them during this offseason. Believe me, there's a real slow, silent burn going on with our guys to get back there. And I know what's going on in our organization right now, and everybody's pulling towards getting things back and get a chance to roll that dice again next year.
Well, Buck, you are a very humble guy. I am frustrated with the vote, to be honest, and I know there are a lot of callers who have already called in. They're on hold right now. They're emailing by the dozens right now that they're not happy with how the vote turned out, and I think it to me, it doesn't add up. I'm not going to go through the nitty-gritty of it all. I know you know it by now. But just to have the response from the fans tonight being so angry about what transpired, what does that say to you?
Well, you know, I'm looking at the positive. You know, I don't look at us as a little